We abide in Christ, the living vine, October 8. We are the branches. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing, John 15:5. We have nothing, we are nothing, unless we receive virtue from Jesus Christ. Until the heart is surrendered unconditionally to God, the human agent is not abiding in the true vine, and cannot flourish in the vine and bear rich clusters of fruit. God will not make the slightest compromise with sin. If he could have done this, Christ need not have come to our world to suffer and die. No conversion is genuine which does not change both the character and the conduct of those who accept the truth. The truth works by love and purifies the soul. Our professions are worthless unless we abide in Christ, for we cannot be living branches unless the vital qualities of the vine abound in us. In the genuine Christian, the characteristics of his master will appear, and when we reflect the graces of Christ in our lives and characters, the Father loves us as he loves his Son. When this condition is fulfilled in those who profess to believe the present truth, we shall see a prosperous church, for its members will not live unto themselves, but unto him who died for them, and they will be flourishing branches of the living vine. The root of the tree has a double office to fill. It is to hold fast by its tendrils to the earth, while it takes to itself the nourishment desired. Thus it is with the Christian. When this union with Christ, the parent stock, is complete, when he feeds upon him, currents of spiritual strength are given to him. Can the leaves of such a branch wither? Never. As long as the soul reaches toward Christ, there is little danger that he will wilt and droop and decay. The temptations that may come in like a tempest will not uproot him. The true Christian draws his motives of action from his deep love for his Redeemer. His affection for his Master is true and holy.